Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're playing with taxes, huh?
Yeah, I started doing it yesterday. I always try to get ahead of the game because we use TurboTax, and I'm like, all right, let's, you know, get in whatever you can. And the great thing about TurboTax is it, like, saves it along the way. So we put in the W-2s, and we're going along, and then at the end, they take you through your Pennsylvania state taxes, mm-hmm. and they say, like, all right, well, let's see if you qualify for any of these unusual credits. But I feel like, you know, you are just all about the taxes and writing things off.
Obviously, you've never seen my grades in math as I was a kid, but no, go ahead. Ask me your tax questions.
So I'm coming to you with my questions.
Okay.
Can I write off the following?
Yeah, sure I can. Yeah, absolutely. Do that.
The Entertainment Economic Enhancement Tax. I feel like I'm entertaining.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so what that's a yes?
What was it? Entertaining? What is it?
Entertainment Economic Enhancement.
You're
I'm
good
enhancing
with money?
The economy. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, so you can write that one off.
How about the Beginning Farmer Tax Credit?
Well, I mean, you do have a vegetable garden, so yes, you can write that off too.
Yeah. Last year I added a compost, so clearly I should be able to.
You actually list that twice, so you can get double the money back on that one. Yeah.
How about the PA jobs creation tax? Actually, this one applies to John. He said, you know, think of all the jobs I create for, like, plumbers and things like that right. when I go to fix things.
Right. Well, that is true. So yes, put that in there too. So
stimulating the economy.
Yeah, these are all.
So what you're saying is, I'm going to be getting $1 million back in my taxes.
I'm saying yes, yes, and yes. You'll probably be getting a call, like a follow-up from the people at the IRS questioning things, but don't worry about that. You don't have to talk to them. I did tell you
I was... a beginning farmer.
Yeah. Good luck with that. I was audited once when I was much younger. And I worked, it was funny, I worked at a radio station in Virginia, and then I worked in a nightclub as a DJ those nights, and I was making, you know, back then, I mean, it may not sound like a lot of money, but it was $100 a night extra, and I started working seven nights a week. It went from one night every couple of weeks to seven nights a week, and everybody kept quitting. And I just was buying, you know, I bought tennis rackets and a bicycle and a stereo, all these stuff I was never going to use. Uh-huh. And, never thought about saving any of that money because they were paying me cash. And then they said at the end, you know, when it was time, oh, yeah, here's your thing. You made this much money. I had nothing to show for it because I pretty much spent it. So I had my wages garnished for about a year, year and a half.
You know what else I did learn, especially like with people working from home with all of the COVID restrictions, that you can't claim your home office on your taxes if it's not your principal place of business. So, for example, if you work for a company but you're working from home temporarily, you can't claim that on your taxes, which is kind of crazy because think about, you know, you're spending more money to heat it or air conditioning, things like that.
And furniture. Some people bought desks and, you know, everything else. Yeah. Again, don't listen to me on this, but I mean, you should claim. Let's use you as an example, Jesse Roberts. Yes, you should claim that with your farmer's tax and everything else you've done.
Thanks.
Anybody else got a tape and resume you could send this way? Something tells me we should be doing time in the slammer.